Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, what a week three in the National Football League. We'll tell you what we saw, including the Eagles keeping their undefeated season alive in a crazy finish against the Rams. Chiefs finally get their first win of the season, taking care of business against the Giants on Sunday Night Football. We'll also name our Monday MVP and a whole lot more. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Chelsea, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. What a weekend of football. Like, just when you think, oh, the NFL, the favorites are crushing, you know, the best teams are the best teams. Not so fast, my friend. I knew that chaos was going to come because we didn't really see it in weeks one and two as much as we normally do. But boy, was it back with a vengeance in week three.
It was awesome. Yesterday was one of those days where you're like, this is why football just controls everything in the fall. College, pros, particularly in the NFL yesterday. Like, the NFL had a day yesterday where this is why Roger Goodell gets away with saying, you know, you'll take whatever I give you, and you'll like it, and you'll ask for more. Because it was just awesome. This was a great weekend, and I'm so glad I sat down with the lovely captain, and she's always very good about this. And I said, I'm going to have to start watching a lot more football, and I already watch a lot more football. And then I'll make it up to you in the spring. She's like, yeah, I don't care. I'll look at TikToks. We'll just sit here and order food. I was like, oh, it's beautiful. It was great. What a weekend. I'm coming off a natural high. It was great.
Well, that's part of marriage. And I will say I had a moment this weekend where I felt like I was living in a fairy tale. So I'm reclined on the couch.
Okay.
And my husband, Jake, is like, hey, do you want me to go pick up some barbecue for us? I was like, yes, I do. And I don't want to get up off this couch. He said, I'll take Blake with me so you don't have to entertain her. So you just put your feet up and you watch some college football. And I said, thanks, sweetie. And I said to myself, all these people on social media are like, there are no good men out there anymore. There are good men out there. You just need to know where to look.
Wow. I just fell in love with Jake. What's he doing later? What's he doing this weekend? Does he travel a lot? He likes to travel, right? What do you do? You want to come around here? That sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Good on him for taking care of you because you work really hard. I know you take care of Blake a lot, as he does, but that's an awesome gesture.
Yeah, I know, because people are like, oh, women belong in the kitchen. You know, you should be getting your husband a sandwich. But listen, you don't want me in the kitchen. I'm not a good cook. So we get takeout, and both genders can certainly do that.
I disagree. I keep hearing, you say you're not a good cook. I think you're sandbagging, because I keep hearing about these delicious stews and soups and things that you make on a regular basis. Like, didn't you make a potato soup or something last week? I was thinking about that for a couple of days. Oh, that sounds good.
I feel like I'm decent, but still not to the level of par for, like, most stay-at-home moms. Because, like, I work. Obviously, I'm on the show right now.
Yeah.
But, like, I spend a lot of time at home, and, like, I consider myself, like, taking that role as well. So it's, like, you know, like, being in the NFL. I'm, like, in the NFL, but I'm definitely not one of the best ones. I'm one of those guys that's, like, maybe I'll get 1 or 2 years if I'm lucky. But you get what I'm saying, right?
Here's what happens. You look back at your career, and people say, oh, my God, 4-time Pro Bowler. I had no idea. Pretty solid. You know?
Kick returner.
I'm like, wow.
I had no idea. Special teams.
Yeah. That's a good role to have, you know? Long storied career, you know? Maybe you don't have a gold jacket, but you're in the hall of very good. How about that? That's a good place to be.
Well, I think that this applies to anything in life. If you apply yourself and you really try, even if you're not like the best at something, you can still be decent. Like, that's me with cooking.
Yeah, 1,000%. I am not good at cooking. I am not in the hall of very good. I am absolutely stuck at a FCS school on the bench. You know, there he is over there cooking up his hamburger helper for the 8th time this week. Well, Chelsea, as far as our bets go, I mean, there were some bad beats in the NFL yesterday, and you in particular had a prop bet. I mean, I thought of you. I was like, I'm not saying anything. That's brutal.
Both of these janks. So I turn on the Bears and the Cowboys game because I have two bets in this game. My only two NFL official bets of the weekend, and I'm ready for a shootout. First quarter, I had just turned on this game. I think there's 8 minutes left in the first quarter. CeeDee Lamb exits the game. I say to myself, what? My best bet and my biggest bet of the week is on CeeDee Lamb over 79.5 receiving yards, and he is not even going to play. I was like, okay, please, football gods, get him back in the game. Then they pan to him, and his shoe is off, and he's walking over to the sideline. Like, all right, maybe he's not coming back, and he did not return. He finished with 0 yards because he didn't play most of the game. Then I had Roma Dunes on the other side for the Bears over 62.5 receiving yards. He finished with 62. Jenks, I don't know how it could get much worse with these bets, but I will say this. Mm-hmm. There is at least some happiness that there were some other miseries this weekend. Like, I could have been on Rams plus 3.5. That was one of the worst beats I think I've ever seen live. And even some of these that just had the blocked kicks that, you know, you'd say to yourself, okay, this game's over. It's not over. So there were plenty of people who can commiserate with me on all of the bad beats over the weekend. I will say I did get one dub in baseball. We were both on the Red Sox on the money line. Great price on the better team with Garrett Crochet pitching. Red Sox went over the Rays 11-7, so 1-2 for the weekend for me.
Good job. I went, what did I go? 3-2 here. So went 2-1 on my baseball bets and then split my football bets over the weekend. Got a dub with Miami laying 7. Got a loss with Utah on the money line. Donkster going out on a limb had Browns plus 8 hosting the Packers. Outright win for Cleveland. So as we wrap up the week, you went 4-4. I went 9-8-2. God. That's on the card. Donkster 4-1. As for our parlays, Double D goes 3-6-1. And the show parlay, rough weekend for us. 1-3-1. But we live to bet another week. It is Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network. It is great to have you with us on a Monday. And you mentioned that Eagles-Rams game. Man, what a finish here. What a game this was. The Eagles win it 33-26. The Eagles laying 3.5. The Eagles minus 190 on the money line. Your total at BetMGM set at 44 and a hook. The over hits. This looked to be a blowout at one point. The Eagles were down 26-7 in the third quarter. They come all the way back. Jalen Hurts leading Philly on a 17-play, 91-yard drive in the fourth quarter. Eagles go on top 27-26. Then with seconds remaining, Rams with a chance to win it, set up for the game-winning field goal. And this happens.
Joshua Cardi has it blocked again! This time, Jordan Davis! The big man looks for the icing on one big cake. Eagles hang on.
What a call courtesy of Fox Davis, the big guy, 61 yards for the touchdown. He reaches a speed of 18.59 miles an hour, fastest by a player over 330 pounds since 2017. The Eagles win their 12th straight at home on their second block kick of the day. What a return and what a bad beat if you were on the Rams plus 3.5. Just brutal.
Absolutely disgusting beat. Oh. Like, this has to be one of the worst beats of the season and one of the worst in the last few years.
Yeah.
Because you think to yourself, okay, maybe the Rams are going to pull out the win. Maybe misses the field goal, but whatever, you still cover. So it's one of those things from a betting standpoint. This one was really tough to watch. Oof. But from a football perspective, boy, were you in for a treat if you are simply a football fan. Jenks, there were so many games this weekend where I stood up off the couch. And it takes a lot to get mama off the couch. You know, if her feet are up, you have to push the button and unrecline, you know, the leg rest. But what a game from the Eagles. And I keep thinking about this quote that I think Tom Brady was talking about last week when he was talking about, like, I can't remember what team it was, but a team that had a bunch of self-inflicted wounds. He said, you cannot win until you keep from losing. Didn't that feel like a theme in the NFL last yesterday?
Yeah.
So many of these games could have been won, you know, at the last minute. And special teams do matter. Like, I think we do all these handicaps, and most of them do not include special teams.
Yeah.
But I think we saw, you know, very importantly yesterday, that special teams and all these little things, they still matter when the margin for error in the NFL is so thin.
Oh, I think it just goes to show how every single aspect, every single player, every single play. It sounds like a cliche, but it's so true, because how many times did we see a game turn on just a singular guy with an exceptional effort or just a block? Like block field goals, which we'll talk about during the show, were maybe the theme yesterday. Like special teams in particular really turned the NFL on its head, which is why you always hear coaches say special teams are the most important part of any football team, because you have offense and defense, but it's the special teams play that can really turn a game one way or the other. And we saw it again and again and again yesterday. It made for some great football, but also some, you know, head scratching moments or some fist shaking moments where whether you were on one side or the other, maybe it affected a bet, or just in general, if you're cheering for your team and you see a blocked field goal or a blocked field goal return for a touchdown, you have to be looking at the stars and saying, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the wildest part of this game was they had an ISO cam on Jalen Hurts and his reaction of this. Did you see this?
Yeah.
Stone cold killer. He didn't even have a reaction. He was just sitting there in silence.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. But like on the flip side, you heard the call from the Philly broadcast crew. Boy, was it amazing. So what is your takeaway from this game when it comes to the Eagles? Because I think that we hold this against some other teams when they lose games or they win games by, you know, the skin on their teeth. But for this, I feel like this was a statement come from behind win for the Eagles. And I knew it took everything they had, including like one of the craziest innings we've ever seen. But at the end of the day, like, a win is a win in the NFL.
I think it's easy to, as much as you can get down on the Eagles, if you're looking for a negative way to frame the Eagles, it's easy to say, well, this offense isn't very dynamic and you guys are sort of sluggish. And, you know, by the third quarter, that's what people were saying. Now look at the Rams. Now you ran into a good team, a really good team. You're getting smashed at home. And the Eagles had an answer, which was, we can turn up the dial if we need to. It doesn't have to be just the tush push. It doesn't have to be just Saquon. By the way, Saquon had 18 carries, 46 yards. And instead, it's Jalen Hurts taking over, doing the thing that he's been criticized for, which is maybe not being a great passing quarterback. He got passing touchdowns to Devontae Smith, to A.J. Brown. So that will quell some of the A.J. Brown issues with him wanting to get the ball more. This was a team win, and then to do it on special teams, and then to now improve to 19-1 in their last 20 games straight up. This was the biggest come-from-behind win for the Eagles since they came back from a 20-point deficit against the Cowboys at the Vet back in 1988. That's how long it's been. So this is the Super Bowl champ saying, say whatever you want, we are still the champs until proven otherwise. This was a hell of a comeback.
Yeah, and to quantify it on the other side of the ball for the Rams, the Rams were 107-2 since leading by 19-plus points since 1984. 107-2. Like, that just shows how improbable that comeback is. But from an Eagles standpoint, I think it is a good sign when your team can win in multiple ways. Like, I think it just shows that it's a complete team. So, you know, you can win by domination, which we saw plenty of that last year with Saquon running down people's throat. Or you can win in a game where Saquon's not going off. He's only rushing for 46 yards, and you do it through the air because you have guys like A.J. Brown who can make those big plays on third down, and you do it with your special team. So I just think it's a good thing that you have these type of wins under your, you know, belt saying, hey, we can win in so many different ways. That's a sign of a good team, in my opinion.
Absolutely. And it's massive for confidence as well. Not that the Eagles were necessarily lacking for it, but certainly when you do something during the year and you say, look, we've been in this position before, you have the proof, right? Like, you can say, yeah, we've already done it this season, so it doesn't matter the situation that we're in. It's not just talk. We've already walked the walk. So it's taking an already confident team and kind of an angry team because they've been tired of hearing about the tush push and saying, now we even have the proof that we can do this. This is just going to embolden them throughout the season. And I do want to say, I mean, the special teams, which we did talk about, like, it was one blocked field goal after another. We talked about Jordan Davis. The Eagles had two yesterday. Then we saw Will McDonald Jr. of the Jets return a block kickoff or field goal for a touchdown. That put the Jets up one. Then Tampa Bay kicks a field goal to win it with time running out. And then Shelby Harris of the Browns blocked a potential game winner from the Packers, and that helped the Browns win outright against Green Bay. So, again, when you're a coach says special teams matter, and that field goal unit in particular was the turning point in so many games.
Yeah, it's wild. Like, you kept thinking, is there a glitch in the matrix? Like, why do we keep seeing this? Because it was one play after another. And it's, like, in consecutive order where it was, like, within the next 5 minutes. Because you're like, is this really happening again? Is this, you know, a rewind of this last game? So it's one of those things where it almost feels like that saying about, like, there are no small parts, only small actors. Like, it feels like that for special teams. It's not a small part. It's only small if you make it small.
Oh, 1,000%. Imagine if you're one of these guys who were a part of these game-changing plays. We just saw some good football yesterday, and, man, just going back to the Eagles, as if they needed a boost. God, just straight-up winners. I mean, they just keep finding ways to win, and that's what champions do. Coming up next year in the show, the Giants call for a new quarterback, but will they get one? We're going to look back at Sunday Night Football as we get you going here on the Daily Tip. It is on the BetMGM Network, and great to have you with us on a Monday. Come on back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back on a Monday, the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, the Chiefs get the win they've been looking for. Do I want to call out a certain company, Chelsea? I almost want to. Customer service calls bothering you at 6:30 in the morning? On a weekend? I mean, that's never acceptable. But especially on the weekend. If I get a call that early, 6:30... Like, if I get something before 9, I'm like, you guys are pushing it. You're really pushing it. But 6:30 feels like, that almost feels intentional. I know it's not, but it feels that way if some company's calling you that early. Especially Xfinity. You know what I mean?
Oh, Xfinity. I am trying to keep the negativity at bay. Because I understand it's a Monday, and we're a morning show. But listen, man. 6:30 a.m. on a Saturday, you should not be calling your customers. Like, you don't expect to call companies at 6:30 a.m. on a Saturday, do you? Call people in normal business hours.
They're not even open.
Or at least, that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't make any type of sense. So I think this was from, like, a call center, like, overseas. So, like, maybe they just didn't check the time zones.
Yeah.
But, like, between this and watching Titans football, like...
Oh, yeah.
Jenks... Oh, my goodness. I don't think I can handle, like, 4 more months of Titans football. Like, it's absolutely depressing to watch. Because it's one thing if there are, like, little glimmers of hope. And I will say this. Cam Ward does look like he has a future in the NFL. But we get another installment of Brian Callahan's stupidity over the weekend? My goodness. Like, the way that he manages a game before halftime, it wouldn't even be acceptable at a college. You know, let alone at the highest level of NFL football. And even the broadcasters were like piling on him. And I know this is not what you asked about.
No, it's okay.
This is a windy drive-through. But like, it's the times are so bad that like we don't even talk about him on the show, which is fine. But like, this is a game that I have to watch. Because it's the game here locally, obviously.
Right.
So I have like the split box of like, you know, Rams, Eagles, and I have the Titans and the Colts,
sure,
who put the absolute beat down on us, which, you know, makes me feel great too, because I hate the Colts. But like, when there is absolute incompetence from the head coach, mm-hmm, I feel like this is similar to when you guys had Dan Snyder as an owner, where there's incompetence at the top, and it just feels like everything else is like trickle down, and it just feels hopeless.
When you have ownership, management, coaching that is lacking, is not even a strong enough word, that is deficient in many ways.
Right.
It affects everything. Like when you talk about alignment, when the Patriots were winning Super Bowls, and you heard that all the time, like from the top down, everyone is aligned on the same page. Everyone has the same mentality. Everyone has the same values. The culture is really great. And it takes that to dominate. It takes that to win. But when the thing about that is that when things start to falter, like getting the genie back in the bottle there and saying, are we to get aligned again? It's so much easier said than done because you have so many moving parts. And when it's at the top, it's almost impossible to do.
It's just, it's so easy to point out too. Mm-hmm. Like it'd be one thing if it was like, okay, like, you know, I've never coached in the NFL. Some of these things are nuanced, but these are things that everybody can see. So like, I think there was like 30 seconds left or something in the first half. And so we are either going to go for it or we're going to go for a field goal. So the Colts take a timeout. And then the Titans take a timeout of their own. You're like, okay, they should be ready by now, right? Mm-hmm. No, they go out there. They trot out the field goal unit. Delay of game.
What are we doing? Out of a timeout?
Penalty. Wait, a penalty. And then they miss the field goal. And then the obviously the Colts get the ball at the place where you missed the field goal, and then they get a field goal. It's like the Bad News Bears, Jenks.
I'm sorry.
This is not what we're supposed to be talking
about,
but I needed to get that out for a second.
Yeah, it's good to have a welfare check every now and then and be like, you did all right. Just make sure you're up and at them this morning. I saw the Titans game over the weekend. Indiana Jones, they're calling Danny Dimes, by the way, which I think is an amazing nickname. Indiana Jones. Fantastic. Good for him. Off to a good start. Sorry about the Titans, but good on Daniel Jones.
Good for him.
Well, his former team didn't look good last night. The Giants continue to be the Giants. Chiefs win it 22-9. Kansas City laying 6.5. Kansas City minus 295 on the money line. The G-Men plus 240 on the money line, if you were curious. Total set at 45 and a hook. The under hits. Patrick Mahomes, 22 of 37, 224 yards, along with one score.
Play 11 of the drive. Mahomes pops, fires end zone. It is caught for the touchdown by Tyquan Thornton.
Mike Tirico with the call on NBC. Mahomes also recovers one of his own throws, which was a backwards pass. I'm sure you saw that, where it was picked up by the defensive lineman and he went over and knocked it loose. So that was huge. And then Kareem Hunt puts the game away with a 1 yard plunge in the fourth quarter. The Chiefs avoid their first 0-3 start since 2011. And I think the public was all over the Chiefs here. So nice win for the public. But we sort of figured this was Kansas City's time to go in and say, we're still Kansas City. And they look good.
Well, I think a lot of this was the Giants losing it, too.
That's also
like, you're not going to win a lot of games when Russell Wilson is just throwing up moonballs and making the worst decisions in the red zone that I think I've ever seen him make. I saw this stat that I thought was funny and noteworthy. From OptiStats, Russell Wilson is the first quarterback in NFL history to throw for under 200 yards and no touchdowns in one start, then throw for 450-plus yards in his next start, then throw for under 200 yards and no touchdowns again and his next start.
Yes.
So talk about a roller coaster for Russell Wilson. But I think the biggest takeaway in this game is how much mental gymnastics do we have to do when we watch the Chiefs?
Mm.
Like, I keep thinking to myself, is this a good team? Because at points in the game, you're thinking, Patrick Mahomes, who is the face of the league and supposed to be the best quarterback in the league and the only guy that we can really compare to Tom Brady, is making some really stupid plays.
Yeah.
Like that play that he threw behind the player, behind the line of scrimmage. And I understand he made a great heads-up play and then knocking it out and recovering the fumble. But still, if any other quarterback in the league does that play, Chris Collinsworth is not, you know, salivating all over it.
He was.
He's not saying, oh, what a recovery. We're saying, oh, he's an idiot. If Russell Wilson made that play, people would not be talking about the fumble recovery. They'd be talking about him throwing behind the line of scrimmage.
It's amazing how that works, right? If Russ does that, he's really lucky there. I mean, nice hustle, but he shouldn't have thrown that pass in the first place. That's not great awareness by Russell Wilson. And then if Patrick Mahomes does it, Chris Collinsworth was like, I mean, this is a hell of a play. This is something, this guy. Wow. It's like, I mean, I love Chris Collinsworth. But also, it was like, okay, good hustle, no question, but maybe not the best play. Even Patrick Mahomes said after the game, yeah, I was throwing backwards passes. That wasn't good. I will say, the Giants' defensive front is no joke. Like, it's very, very good. And it kind of gets lost in the mix when you're talking about the G-men because they're so bad all around. But their defensive front is definitely a top three, top five unit in the National Football League. Still, Kansas City, they just haven't looked as sharp. Like, this is a good win, right? It's on the road after an 0-2 start. It is a very good Giants defense. But they're not looking like it's all relative. They're not looking like the Kansas City teams that would just, you know, eviscerate you, where they're these pinpoint passes and they just, whether it's a coaching decision, whether it's every phase of the game, they would find a way to beat you, and they didn't have a lot of weaknesses. Here, it looks like the Chiefs are beatable. I mean, truly beatable any given Sunday, and that's something I think we haven't experienced in a while. Still Kansas City, but not quite the juggernaut we've seen in the past few years. I feel like that's a fair assessment.
Yeah, but like, this is what we've seen over the past few years, is that they win a bunch of close games. Like, I know in the box score this one wasn't close.
Yeah.
But it's just the eye test. Like, when you look at the contenders in the NFL, when you watch the Bills, you're like, wow, that's a really good football team.
Yeah.
Josh Allen is amazing. But I'll say this, that game against the Dolphins, one of the worst teams in the league, was tied in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. So it's just like the mental gymnastics that you do in your brain, like to try to figure out like what is a good team in the NFL, like what makes this team better than everybody else. And it's just like for the Chiefs, they keep riding on their past success. Mm-hmm. And I will say it's a pretty good thing to ride on when you have the history and the resume that Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have. So it's just one of those things where it's like, am I gaslighting myself? Is Chris Collinsworth gaslighting me? Like, is this a good team? Is Patrick Mahomes even playing at a good level right now? But then, like, the second half, I will give him this. They made adjustments in the offense, did look better, and they will have reinforcements pretty soon when it comes to the receiving core.
I think for the Chiefs, what we're seeing is that everyone else is catching up. Like, for a while, it was Kansas City is the class of the NFL, then there's a drop down, and then there are teams who might have a chance to beat them. And now we're seeing Ravens, Bills, Eagles, Packers, Lions. Like, there's a lot of different teams out there that look like they can hang with Kansas City or beat Kansas City. So now it just looks like, look, you guys any given week can beat someone, and also you could lose because you're just not the team that you were. And also, they're older too. Kelsey's getting older. Patrick Mahomes is still in his prime, but they don't have the receiving threats they used to, and it's just hard to maintain dominance for a long time in the NFL. Still Kansas City to a point, but not quite the team that we thought, oh my God, dynasty, dynasty, dynasty. And we saw last night Travis Kelce and Andy Reid do what they do, which is get fired up and bang into each other. So this was very similar to what we saw in the Super Bowl, right? Remember when Kelce banged Andy Reid and people were like, oh my God, Taylor, what are you doing? You're dating a guy who acts like this? We can't have it. And so people have come around on that. All right, it's football, right? It gets very intense. We saw it again last night. It was Andy Reid bumping Travis Kelce and saying, you know, they were going at each other. So Reid talked about this right after the game.
He's a passionate guy, and I love that part. So I've been through a lot of things with him. So that's all part of it. I love that he loves to play the game. That's what I love. And it's an emotional game. So I'll take it.
Now, let's go back a bit before we talk about this. This is Kelce explaining what happened after the Super Bowl run-in where these guys went at it. So we kind of hear both sides here.
After the fumble and the turnover, the broadcast showed you having a heated exchange with Coach Reid.
So heated.
Yeah, where it looks like you caught Big Red off guard a little bit.
As he said, I got him with a cheap shot. People are all over this, and I mean, I get it. I can't.
Yeah, you crossed the line. I think we can both agree on that.
I can't get that fired up to the point where I'm bumping Coach and it's getting him off balance and stuff. When he stumbled, I was just like, oh, my head.
Or even, like, I mean, let's be honest. The yelling in his face too is over the top. I think there's better ways to handle this retrospectively.
Yeah, I know. I'm a passionate guy. I love Coach Reed. Coach Reed knows how much I love to play for him. How much I love to be, you know, a product of his coaching career. I'm not playing for anybody else but Big Red. If he calls it quits this year, I'm out there with him, man.
He ain't calling it quits. Come on now.
He's not. And I got a certain relationship with him. He's checked me a few times, and I just wanted to let him know that I wanted this thing and that he can put it on me, and I got him. And you know, it's just it came in a moment where we weren't playing very well. I wasn't playing very well, and we had to get some going. And sometimes
emotions ramped up.
Sometimes those emotions get away from me, man. And I've that's been the battle of my career. But everybody else, I don't give a what anybody else says. I talked to Coach Reed about it today, and we kind of chuckled about it.
So going back, this is just kind of how they are, and the context matters here. Throughout their career, this is just their relationship. They're both very, very passionate. They want to win.
Well, yeah, I think that's the bottom line, is that mm-hmm. they know each other so well that they can express themselves like this. Was it the best choice in some of these? No. I think Andy Reid is fine. Like, I think we see plenty of coaches scream at their players, and nobody makes a big deal of it. It's just because this involves Travis Kelce, this is going to get the headlines. And, you know, every single company's like, ooh, SEO, social media, throw Travis Kelce in there. So, yeah. Honestly, I don't even think this is a big deal.
It's just not. I think because there's a history there, we sort of understand, yeah, that's how they are. And when you know someone that well, then these interactions don't have...
It's like siblings.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, but this is, you know, it might as well be father and son here, and they're both, you know, in the middle, in the throes of a game. Like, it's... The NFL is, you know, this is high-level competition. It's very intense. And these guys, when you look at their history, they are both trying to win one final time. Like, I know Andy Reid isn't necessarily going to walk away, but Travis is. This is essentially his last year. And so that just kind of adds to it, right? Like, we want to go out one more time as champions. And anything that doesn't meet that standard means we are frustrated because we're both trying to win. And, of course, they're coming at it from a player versus head coach perspective. But I'm glad that people kind of have the history there to know that it's fascinating to watch, but also it's not nearly as serious as people thought initially because now we know both sides.
Well, and also, if you want to go on the spin zone and say, okay, there's actually a silver lining to this, and saying, okay, at least Travis Kelce still has a passion for this sport. Mm-hmm. Because if anybody has the greatest fallback plan in history, it's marrying a billionaire. And listen, he could be corporate Kelce, and he could not have these fiery reactions. He'd be like, listen, it's just my job. It's fine. So I think that you can spin it in a way where you say, this is a good thing. This is a good thing that he still very much cares about the outcome of these games and, you know, what he does on the field. So I think it is a good thing, and you can spin it that way pretty easily.
Yeah, and even going back to the offseason, it's pretty well documented. He lost, I think, 25 pounds and, you know, started working out in a different way, focusing on plyometrics, becoming a different player. So he could have absolutely just kind of mailed it in and said, I'll marry this gal. And then call it a career. And he's like, no, I'm trying to win a Super Bowl one more time. Go to next year on the show. We're going to cast our votes and tell you which player we believe should be named our Monday MVP. That's Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. It is a Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, of course, I was doing pregame radio for the Commanders, and this is actually something cool. They've added an extra hour to the pregame show, which has been challenging, but I understand why, because, of course, the team is so much better than they have been in previous years. But now they have this thing where every week we're going to promo something at the concession stand. So two weeks ago, yeah, and they bring it down and they're like, hey, knock yourself out. Like, go nuts on these items because, of course, we want the fans to come out and enjoy these things. So 2 weeks ago, it was chicken tenders, which was incredible. So I'm eating tenders during the show. But yesterday, it was beer. They were having beer specials. So they brought down just one Bud Light product after another. And then they displayed them because we're in Legends Plaza at Northwest Stadium, which is just a gathering place for fans. And there's all sorts of food trucks. You can get drinks. There's a live band. So it's a really cool area before you go into the stadium. And so we have our little booth out there. And so you can see us, me and the guests, whoever it is. And we're sitting there doing the radio show. So people can come over, wave, take pictures, whatever. But as I'm there, they decide, you're about to talk about this beer. Let's line up the beer in front of you so people can see it. We can promote it. Well, because this looks like a little booth, I don't know how many people came over and tried to order beer during the show. Like constantly.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I'd be talking and you'd hear someone go, do you guys take cash? And I'd wave them off like, no. This way. Or someone would stand there and they'd wait. And I'm like, you have to see I have headphones on. Like, you have to see I'm talking and I'm looking at a computer. Or that there's a guest next to me. Didn't matter. Can I get a water? So it was great promotion, but also, I mean, then Raiders fans come over. I'll have a couple Bud Lights. Nope. So it was very funny yesterday. Great promotion, but also while I was doing the show, I'm waving off people like, this is not a place. This is not a concession stand. That was wild.
I mean, it could be. Bring this into your side hustle, Jenks. Like, that's the story of America.
I could have.
It feels like. It's like, oh, you only have one job? Here's how you should be side hustling with your three jobs you could do from home. So tell the bosses, be like, listen, you let me sell a few beers, and I get to keep half of the profits.
That's a good idea. Eh? Yeah, that's a good idea. Off book. You know what I mean? We're not going to pay taxes on this. I give you a little.
Yeah, it's cash.
Something in return.
It's
yeah,
like
it's straight
cash only.
Did I drink during the show? Yes, I did, on an empty stomach. And about halfway through this, Space Dust IPA, which is my favorite beer, I believe, my favorite IPA. I was like, dude, you got to finish this show. You got to cut yourself off right now. But a great day all around. Nothing like a beer before noon on an NFL Sunday when you're reading and talking on the radio and also waving off people who want beer as well. That's what football is all about.
Ah, well, as somebody who used to work at one of those like little carts that sold beer, I was a beer girl once.
Were you?
Drinking is half the job. So it actually makes you better at the job when you're a little buzz and a little bit more friendly.
Yeah.
So I don't think it hurts to drink a little bit. But I know when you're trying to remember like facts and figures and trying to like piece together logic for a radio segment, maybe it's not the easiest. But I don't know. Maybe it adds back in the fun category.
Yeah. I'm like, you guys told me to promo this, right? To enjoy it. I'm like, well, I'm just following
here
orders.
You go.
That's all I'm doing here. Okay. Well, this is the time of show. Time of show. Time of day during the show where
this
after
is the time of show.
This is the time of show where we look at the stats and we decide who is worth a vote and we pick a winner of the weekend, buddy.
Here are your nominees for Monday MVP.
MVP! MVP! MVP!
All right. We got some great choices here. So I'm going to get things started here. And this may seem like a curveball, but I'm going for it. How about we start with Asia Wilson, center for the Aces?
Oh, we must stop meeting like this. I mean, come on, Asia. Four times. What? I've only been the commissioner for 5 years. Four times. MVP, back-to-back. And since 2020, when we were in the bubble and I handed you your first one, I've admired the way you've led with grace, humility, humor, and just one of the greatest players to ever be in this league, to ever play this game, a global icon, a global ambassador, not just for our game, all women's sports and all sports. So we are here to present you with the 2025 WNBA Kia Most Valuable Player.
Well, good for her. I know coming off a, you know, a football Sunday or Saturday, people will focus on football, and which is totally legitimate. But what she's done here is do something that no one has ever done before in the league, which has become a four-time MVP. Before you had three-time MVPs, Cheryl Swoopes, Lisa Leslie, Lauren Jackson. So she's the only one who's ever done this. In the playoff win against the Storm, it was close. They won by a point. She had 38 points in that game, averaged more than 23 points, 19 points or 19 rebounds a game this season. And here's the thing. She is also the co-defensive player of the year in the league. So I know once Caitlin Clark sort of exited the season with her injury, a lot of casual fans sort of stepped back from the WNBA. But the entire time, Asia Wilson has been there, being one of the greats to ever play the game. So she is my Monday MVP.
Yeah, and after listening to that soundbite, like, she's obviously crying, right?
Yeah.
Like, at first, I'm like, is she laughing? But clearly, this award means a lot to her. And so you can hear the emotion, like, just caught up by, like, the Nat mic or whatever is, you know, recording that audio. But still, like, what a moment for her. And she has been absolutely dominant, and she deserves every bit of that WNBA MVP. All right, so for me, obviously, I'm going to the NFL. This is what I was watching yesterday. And I feel like the theme of the day was special teams. So I'm going to pull from that and, like, kind of point to one player who I feel like embodied that movement. Jordan Davis of the Eagles, big guy, game-winning touchdown, absolute electric factory if you're watching this game. The fact that he's 336 pounds and clocked it over 18 miles an hour running for this touchdown for a walk-off winner for his team to improve to 3-0 on the season. What a day from the Eagles' big man.
All right. I'm going.
Oh. I thought we had a soundbite. Did we not? No.
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 Duh.
Just double D. That's all we need.
I guess my eyes are deceiving me. But yeah, a great play by Jordan Davis.
All right. Go ahead. Let's move on. I've got Isaiah Rodgers, defensive back, Vikings.
That's Fant. Lost the football. It's Rodgers again, off and running. Oh, my goodness. He runs it back for a second touchdown today.
As you heard, two touchdowns. One was a pick six, and he also forced two fumbles, which one resulted in him returning it for a second touchdown scoop and score to help the Vikings to a 48-10 win over the Bengals.
I mean, he was baller yesterday. Denton, what are you thinking here, man?
Well, I think that I should drop Jake Browning from my fantasy team. I picked him up and maybe Joe Burrow went down. And I was like, you know what, maybe this Jake Browning guy is going to put up some big numbers. And boy, he did for the other team. All right, I'm staying in that division. I'm going to give some love to the quarterback. They don't get enough love. I'm going Caleb Williams for his performance yesterday against the Dallas Cowboys.
So here are the Bears, a little flip to Swift, trying to get a flea flicker. It's way up there. Williams recovers, throws a seed, has a man. It is caught for a touchdown. Luther Burden's first in the league.
Williams goes for four touchdowns. There was a report prior to this game that the belief was that Caleb Williams was turning the corner mentally with Ben Johnson's offense. And thank God for him, he played the Dallas Cowboy defense because they let everybody walk all over him. And he did the same. He was awesome. Four touchdowns, just shy of 300 yards. By far the best game of his season to this date, and I would argue maybe the best game of his career. And the Bears get a big-time win over the Dallas Cowboys, the first under Ben Johnson.
Man, if you're a Bears fan, you got to be jacked about seeing that. I mean, again, Cowboys defense, but this is the first time he's looked like a guy who could just... I mean, that throw, I know that... First of all, the flea flicker from DeAndre Swift was something. Like, that was woo! But what a throw down. Not many quarterbacks in the NFL can make that throw down the field that he did. So, a lot of good choices here.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was a chaotic weekend in the NFL. So I feel like you could have picked a lot of players on special teams. So like if I could give this award to somebody like as a group, it would be the special teams guys. Because granted, you know, they don't always get a ton of love, but you know, if it's a team award, which is not for Monday MVP, it would be for the special teams guys.
Yeah, and I was reading about Isaiah Rodgers yesterday. Like he was gonna be my initial pick. I went back to Asia Wilson just because I figured somebody's gonna pick Rodgers. He's just too good with what he did yesterday. But I was reading that Brian Flores was so excited, like he immediately went to the Viking staff and said, we got to bring this kid in. Like he never has started in the NFL before, played last year with the Eagles. He's like, but he's really special. He's going to be awesome. I can't wait to put him in the secondary. And so he identified this guy as someone who was going to be great and only one game. But, you know, sometimes that instinct of what you see on tape is right.
Yeah, and sometimes guys just need to be on the field. You know, yeah. Sometimes there are guys who are playmakers who will make their presence known. It's almost like I was talking about, like, there are no small roles, there are only small actors. We all seen those movies where somebody absolutely steals the screen, you know, when mm-hmm. they're on camera. And you're like, wow, that's not even a big part, but they were the star of the show. You know, that's what the special teams were people were. It felt like yesterday in the NFL.
It was awesome. Jordan Davis, too, your pick, I have to say, was pretty amazing. To see a big guy like that move, that's what I couldn't believe. Okay, fine, you fought through a block, and you blocked the field goal. But then to take off like that, I had to watch that two or three. There's nothing better than a big boy touchdown, and I had no idea he could move.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things. Like, big guy touchdowns just feel not relatable, but it's like you root for him because you know they're not going to get that opportunity many times in their NFL career. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think his adrenaline was going. I guarantee you he's not running 18 miles an hour at practice. That had to be an adrenaline thing.
Oh, and knowing, like, there's the end zone in front of me and I'm going to get a touchdown and I'm just spread. Oh, man. And the crowd just losing its mind like that. You're absolutely right, man. We'll never see that again. Maybe from him because they're just so rare, so tough to do. Coming up next year on the show, football and even more football on this Monday as we look at tonight's showdown between the Lions and the Ravens. It is next on the Daily Tip, Hour 2 on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.